Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 170 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here. How are you this week, young lady?
I'm very well, thank you.
And what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been pinching all your friends, Jason, from Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, you let me keep them as well, though?
Oh, yes.
So you've been going around trying to befriend people.
Mm, I thought I'd better boost myself up a bit with friends.
Raise the profile.
Yes, so I've been on.
Have many of them followed you back or accepted you?
A lot of them have accepted me, yes.
Oh, that's quite a surprise.
I haven't checked whether they've followed me back on Twitter or not yet. Mm-hmm. So I've only got 12 followers, so it would be nice to have a few more.
You poor thing, I don't know. So who are you on Twitter? Zoe Turner 1, is it?
No, it's just Zoe Turner.
You're now Zoe Turner?
Yes, because somebody got rid of there, so I pinched it.
You had it back?
I had it back.
You are Zoe Turner.
Yes.
So add Zoe Turner on there.
Oh, please come and follow me.
And anybody? So you followed all the bands. Have you followed Ashley James, who was on the phone last week?
I'm not sure. Was he on Twitter, was he?
He's on Facebook. Ashley James Peters.
I shall have a look.
Due to be in on the first week of October, make friends with him before then.
Yes, I shall send him a few messages.
Because he's the one in the underwear.
I know.
Yeah. She says with a little smile on her face. But
I went through and I checked everybody that I thought looked like they'd been on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I will have.
That's hundreds of people. Yes. So that should be good. Right, coming up this week, you've actually got some guests, haven't you?
I have.
We'll get onto that in a moment. We've got music, got Carla and Sean popping in. They're going to sing for us in a bit. But you have a gentleman with a book on mediumship.
It is Paul Rees. He's going to be talking about that.
So he's on the phone in a short while's time. Sarah Doyle joins us to chat about what's going on with the RSPCA. But first of all, Zoe, who have we got on the line?
Well, we've had him on before a few months ago, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talking about his production Clampers.
This is a big build up. I can feel it coming on.
Yes, but he has his finger in many pies.
Right.
And him and Carl have got like an exciting...
Who's him?
Him and Jason.
There we go.
Yes. Did I not say his name?
This is nothing like a big introduction, Jason.
Forgot my name, didn't
you? She's hopeless. Jason Ash, how are you, sir? You good?
I'm fine, thank you. How's yourself?
Oh, okay. Good to speak to you. Clampers is doing its thing somewhere at the moment. It's simmering along at the minute.
Obviously, yeah. Carl's the best person to speak about that because obviously he's the writer. And he's doing with the developments with it at the minute. But we've had a few little stumbling blocks along the way, but it's now gone back into commission. And it's looking like 2014, it's going to be coming out now.
Yeah, but telly's not quick, is it? Whatever happens, it's never fast.
It's such a long process. Mm. It really is. It's so hard for, young people out there trying to put their stuff onto the television because the TV people, it's what they know, they go for. So if they know somebody, it's a lot easier. So you have to bring the bricks down as you go along to get there. So it's quite a long, drawn process.
Have you got all the full cast members now? Because I know last time we had you on, you was looking for actors and actresses.
Obviously, when we start refilming, we will be needing a lot of cast. We've got all the main cast. We've got David Essex is coming on board as obviously a part, which I can't tell you about at the minute.
That's a secret. Okay.
Yeah. So we've got quite a big celebrities lined up. So it's going to be really, really good when it does eventually come out through the process. But we are looking now at it going on to Sky One. So that's quite a bit of good news.
Mm-hmm. So is that an official commission now? Paperwork been signed on?
It's ready to. It's just that it's a 10 o'clock schedule in 2014. And they don't secure them until January.
Mm-hmm.
So in January we'll get the green light.
Oh, that'd be good. So you can start making more plans then, can't you?
Yeah, it's just been so long, and obviously the actors themselves, what's going on, what's happening, because they wanted out there as well because it's such a good script, and they absolutely love it, and it portrays them in such a good way, and they want it, they love it. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, Carl's the man behind some of that script, being one of the writers. Carl, now we haven't given you a surname yet, so this is another moment of suspense. Would you please share that with us?
It is Mr. Holmes.
Carl Holmes.
Yeah.
Have you got an L in that as well? Everything, or?
Yeah, he's got an L.
He's got an L.
He's the L man.
He sounds like a man with an L.
He is a man with an L, yes.
So, Carl, what have they been putting you through, basically, because of the fact that it's sort of on hold at the minute, but you're still expected to perform in some way?
Well, I'd like to say my part on that is finished now. It's just up to the other people, like the commissioners, to get it filmed now.
Mm-hmm. But when you're looking at different channels, do sometimes they come back and say, hang on, we want bits rewritten because it's for a slightly different audience?
It's a big nightmare, that is. But like I say, I feel like I've done it now. We're coming towards the end. It needs to be filmed and get on telly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet you can't wait to see it like finished, because it's quite different from writing it to actually physically seeing it on the screen.
It's even better. Once you see it come out from off the paper onto the telly, there ain't no other feeling like it.
And when you're actually going through this side of the process, will you actually be on set during the filming to make sure they're delivering your lines properly?
Yeah.
So you're keeping a close eye on them?
Yeah, I'll be on set, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. So
putting my input.
Oh, I should think so.
Yes, definitely putting his input in.
But, I mean, that is really good news. It's great to know that it's getting to that next stage where, just waiting for that green light. But there's interesting noises in the background there.
Sorry about that.
Whose family is that? It's Jason's.
That was my very loud son.
Okay. So it's genetic then?
Yes.
So, I mean, what can you do now? I mean, are you all working on maybe setting up the next project to come in 2015 and thinking about what you'll be doing after that before you then come back to Clampers?
We've actually got another film. We've got a film in pre-production at the moment. Obviously, I'll let Carl tell you that bit because he's obviously written it. And he's actually going to be producing this one.
Oh, right, you're letting him loosen too.
I am, yes. He's earning his stripes very, very quickly. very good.
So, Carl, what's his latest project along the lines of?
It's called One Yard in the Valley. It's set in Birmingham and Wales. And it's going to be a horror. That kid put you on the edge of the seat, it will.
Quite different places, really, aren't they? Birmingham and Wales.
It's going to be a different type of horror.
Mm-hmm. Birmingham, the last time I remember it featuring in a horror film was I bought a vampire motorcycle. So
that was many moons ago.
Yeah, that was
long.
The old ball ring used to be quite scary at one point.
Well, there was that.
They replaced it.
So is it going to be on par with that outing? Or
this is going to be something else. This is going to put Birmingham on the map. Most definitely going to put Birmingham on the map.
You're working in the pre-production stages, so how's it looking as far as the cast goes on that one? Have you got a full line-up there?
Not yet, but as I say, we can't say too much on this one yet.
Mm-hmm. But when do you expect to start doing auditions, or have you got a few people in mind you just haven't approached yet?
I've got a few people in mind, we've got to do some auditions. I'd say it's all just pre-production at the minute.
So I was thinking of sending Zoe down on the ground, she wouldn't need much makeup.
Oh, that's true.
I should think of a comeback to that, Jason.
We could be here for weeks, couldn't we? But there
definitely.
We go. When you do get to that stage, what sort of area are you looking for? Are you looking for local talent, or is it going to be people drawn from the length and breadth of the country?
It's going to be a mixture. It's going to be a mixture.
As long as they can do either a Welsh or a Birmingham accent, though, they're sorted.
Well, mainly we want local talent. I mean, we will look, because that is what we're all about, basically. Mm. Local talent, up and coming talent from the local area.
And they haven't got to learn the accent either, have they? If they're from the area.
No, that's very true.
They'll have a natural accent.
Yeah, we are doing a lot with. We've got a youth project on at the minute for Wolverhampton. We're doing everything from the age of 16. It's like we do everything from pre-production to completion with them.
Mm.
So we're showing them the full variety of how they make music video. It is, and it shows them how we do pre-production, inter-production, and then post-production.
You've got something else as well, haven't you, planned for next year? A charity event that you want Wolverhampton to go to?
That's right, yes. We're looking at doing it in February. As we've got a management company called JK Management, and we've got a young lad, Luke Coleman, and he's a fantastic rapper, and we're going to be putting a function on for St Giles Hospice. Because obviously this charity is very close to my heart, because my mum ended her days not the last couple of months ago, so I wanted to put something back to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're speaking to the council to try and get the big venue set up where we can get a couple of local talented bands there, and also we've got quite a big star that's available to come in and do a set for us as well. And obviously Luke will be headlining it.
Mm.
So it's quite a good event, and it should be for February. But also what we're doing is there's four lads. Carl will give you the names in a minute because I'm terrible with names. but we're actually there competing in, it's called the Tough Mudder. And it's an event where it's an army obstacle course for 10 to 12 miles. And they've got to go through. But instead of doing one, they're doing six in succession. So you can imagine what they're going to be put through. And they're also being taken off to the SAS training centre for 2 weeks, where they're going to be military trained. And we're going to follow. We're following it from obviously start to finish. We're going to film it. But also what we're going to be doing is putting bits out every week onto the St. Giles site and to obviously, you know, the local people where they can see the development of what's going on.
This is the advantage of being able to do TV, isn't it, really?
It is, yes, because obviously it gives you, you know, another avenue to go forward to help to raise money and to make awareness. Because obviously, you know, I don't know, you know, but it's, St. Giles costs $1.6 million a year to run. And the governments give them half, but they still have to find $800,000 a year off their own back, which is a very big amount of money. It's got 12 rooms, which look after obviously terminally ill people at the end of the days or for a bit of respite. And these guys are fantastic, and they really need as much help as possible. So this is why we're going to do this for them. We're going to make it on a grand scale. So it gets out there to a lot of people. Yeah, well, we've got production, we've got crews, film crews from four different parts of the country that have obviously come on board. You know, they have no affiliation with St. Giles because it's such a worthwhile charity. They've offered their services to help us film it, so they'll be filming certain events in different parts of the country for us.
Yeah. Oh, and what do you need from Wolverhampton then? Because you particularly wanted people. We want
to get it out there that this is going to be a charity event going on, and obviously with the Tough Mudder. And we just want people to, you know, if they can help, you know, just give towards it, you know, just give as much help as they can. We've got a page on Facebook. You can go on either JK Management or JK Productions, and, you know, we need all sorts of help. Yeah. You know, anybody wants to come on board, give us a hand. You know, there's always something that somebody can help us with, because we want to try and raise as much money as we possibly can. Yeah. And I know it touches a lot of hearts in our area because of it being, you know, being St. Giles Hospice and people, you know, family. There's always somebody in your family that somewhere has been to one of these places or is suffering from cancer. Yeah. So, you know, we just want to try and make this stay as it is, and, you know, go on for the next five, six years without worrying about how much money to try and get in, because we want to just keep trying to help them, because, you know, it's such a fantastic charity.
Yeah.
And people do need it when they come to the end of the time, or the families, you know. You know what it's like when somebody's ill, and you've got one, you know, one person in the family looking after the ill person. It takes everything out of them, and just for that week respite when they go into the St. Giles Hospice, they look after them and they treat them fantastically.
Yeah.
And it gives the carer that week just to relax, do their own thing, get themselves prepared back to looking after their ill, you know, family member.
So if there's anyone who's able to offer support or they want to find out more, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, all they've got to do, you can obviously speak to us on Facebook, which is obviously JK Management UK, Jason Carl Productions. They can go on Twitter. We've got JK Management and Productions on there. We've also got myself, which is Jason Ash UK. So they just add us on Twitter, or the screenwriter 820, which is Carl. Just come on the, you know, on the Twitter site, send us a tweet, and we'll always reply to them. Mm-hmm. And they'll say I'm on Facebook. But I haven't got the Just Giving number on me at the minute. I've got to get it off the lads, because they've set up the Just Giving.
But tweet, and you'll get that to them, and you can do your bit, however it may be.
Or they could possibly, you know, if they do want to give money direct, just obviously give it to one of, you know, somebody that supports St. Giles's, and they could forward it to them. That's, you know, we just want to try and raise as much as we can for them.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, good luck with that. I mean, you mentioned the courses you've got going in Wolverhampton as well.
Yes.
What's involved in that one, and when do they take place?
Yeah, well, they start in November, and what it is basically the youth. It's a music funding. So people that want to get into the music industry or editing, it just gives them a little bit of a head start. It shows them how they got how to go about doing it, from obviously from pre-production to end production. So they've got a product at the end of it where they can obviously, it goes into one of their exam pieces. So it's really, really good for them, because then when they come into the big world, they know what they're looking at and what they need to obviously progress if they want to, if this is what they want to get, you know, going to for life. It's something for them, and it's all to do with the youth, and it's getting the youth off the street, and it's giving them a purpose.
So if they do want to get in touch again on that one, is there a specific website for it, or is it the same Twitter details as we heard a moment ago?
The same again, and okay. we'll put them through to obviously forward to the funding organisation that's dealing with it. Mm. Obviously, on the you know, I can't give those details over the radio because I haven't had permission to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, if they speak to us, if there's something, you know, something they're looking at doing, and they're between the ages of 16 and 18. Just give us a tweet.
You'll put them in the right direction.
Yeah, we definitely will, yes.
Very
brilliant.
Good.
Jason Ash, Carl Holmes, thank you for joining us. Always good
thank
to
you.
Talk to you. Good luck with the ongoing production of Clampers. It's going to be a busy time for you next summer when you're filming, I should think, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. And obviously, you know, we've got, like I said, we've got the management team now. We've got Coleman, who's coming out. He's just about to be signed by a big label. So we're going to be very busy with him as well.
Yeah. Excellent.
So it's all looking good for next year.
So we'll speak to you then and find out more.
Follow on Facebook, see what's going on.
Okay,
cool.
Then.
Thanks, guys. Great speaking to you as ever. And talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
So time for some music now. And our first tune of the day is going to come from Sean.
Is it really?
Yeah, you're singing first. Now, Sean and Carla, how are we doing?
Fine.
I'm just going to move. So we have things in the way in the studio, which stops me seeing Carla.
See, you know.
And
you
to be fair, you're much better looking than
your coat.
Than the coat or Sean.
Yeah, I'm glad you said coat.
Thank you very much.
Well, there we go. So, Carla, although you're Carla Yates, you do not use your surname.
No, just go out as
you don't
Carla.
Need to. Carla's
like
enough, isn't
much.
It? Really? What's wrong with? What are you going to do? Marry him to get more? That's
yeah.
The,
I prefer that surname.
So could we have a proposal now?
Go on.
No.
I did try for you there, but there we go. So now you don't actually go out singing together as such, do you? You don't do a double act at the moment.
Not yet.
Although we
are working on it at the moment.
And we did do a little bit last night as well.
Yeah, we trialled it a little bit, didn't we?
Right, you were out working last night. Now this is your excuse for not doing your Ollie Murs tribute, isn't it?
Yeah, just
because you've worn your voice out last night singing live.
Just a little bit, a little bit. And the weekend as well, but there you go.
Okay, we'll talk more about what else you get up to on stage.
in a
short while. No, I'm not as filthy as you. But you're singing for something, Sean. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing a little bit of Ed Sheeran and Lego House. I'm going to pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. Things go wrong, we can knock it down. And three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. And if you're broken, I will mend you. I'll keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. Out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you anytime. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now. Now paint you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, we could frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you anytime. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now. Don't hold it down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you. I'll keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, oh, I will love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you anytime. And out of all these things I've done, oh, I will love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
Excellent. Oh, he's going to move the microphone again. You're going to sit down. You do that. I'll turn your microphone off
rest,
a minute.
Jason.
Yeah, it's a bit much for him standing up and singing all at the same time. All right, we've got the technology done. He takes a seat. And here he is once again, Sean Moore. You enjoy that, didn't you? I could tell. You enjoy your singing.
Yeah, I was in the moment there, I think.
Yeah, I do like that one. They say my son goes to stage school, and that's one that he sang in his last production.
Yeah.
And he likes it as well.
So okay.
It's popular.
Is this relevant to Sean? Or
no, I was saying I like the song.
No, I was like, I'm just checking.
I was nearly singing along myself.
I'll back you up.
That's the brilliant tune, right? That's well, normally there's no one on every side, but there we are.
Girl power.
Yeah, hey.
So, can you come in every week?
No problem.
So when you're working, you're playing all sorts of clubs and venues, aren't you? But mm-hmm. I suppose, is it different for when you're doing your Ollie Muir's tribute stuff to when you're just singing general, your favourite tunes?
It's a lot different because you've got to put on... Well, it's all the outfit, the tight trousers, which can be a bit compromising at times.
Fortunately, you didn't wear those tonight.
You know, you have different clientele, obviously, because they've come purely for the show, for the Ollie Muir show. Whereas when you're out doing your clubs, your pubs, you've got to cater for everybody. You've got to try and work out what they want. And
sometimes you go and... You know, you'll be at a venue where people do go for the entertainment, but other times you will just be background music.
Yeah, and that must be really hard work. You've got to carry on and do it.
It is very hard work, yeah, because you've still got to have all that energy and, you know, act like you're really having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But if no one's really paying attention, it's very, very difficult.
They're just eating at you most of the time.
Keep your energy levels that high. Yeah.
Because you've done stuff around Europe as well, and was it last year you had a bit of a summer season out there?
I've done three summer seasons now in Turkey.
Oh, I like Turkey.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Zoe goes for the all-you-can-eat, though. That's
the
rule.
The
weather's nice. I always find it too hot, though, in August time. I don't know. Does it affect how you perform? And
it is difficult to perform. Yeah.
It is very hot.
Yeah, because the time of night that I perform, it's still about 30, 35 degrees. Mm. But then you've also got the spotlights on you.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where you're performing, because I'm based at one hotel, and there's different areas around the hotel where I perform, the main dance floor, it's very, very busy. It's a huge hotel, so you've got 800 people to 1,000 people there. So the atmosphere is just amazing. It's electric. So you're really giving it some. Then you've got these spotlights right by your face in that heat anyway. And it's very, very difficult. Yeah. Very difficult. But it's, you know, it's enjoyable. It's the experience. And to wake up every morning. Sorry?
Do you get the day off to go sunbathing and things?
I get every day to go sunbathing.
Well, it's part of looking not right on stage, isn't it?
It's mainly holiday with a little bit of working.
Yeah, I don't know. So, when you're up to this, though, and there's this new act you're looking at putting together, is that then with the holiday market in mind?
With everything, really, isn't it?
Yeah, catering for all the venues that we already do. And
yeah, but also we'd like to go and do a summer season together. Yeah. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done it, but Sean's not done it yet, and I keep talking about it, how fantastic it is, and the lifestyle and everything. I know he's going to love it, and we just hope that we'll be able to get somewhere together next year. And
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That's hopefully.
That's part of the plan.
I'll have a sunbathing partner then.
Have you learnt any Turkish though?
Very, very little.
Oh, okay.
And don't ask me to do any now because I'll really embarrass myself.
Can you sing anything in Turkish for us? That'd be even better.
No, I really can't.
I know, but beer, if that's any use for anyone.
It is definitely useful for everybody.
You just wave and point, don't you? I think that's it normally works when I'm in foreign places, but there we go. So, how are you choosing your set list? Because obviously when you're doing an Ollie Murs tribute, it's a bit limited.
It's pre-planned. Yeah. I've got two or three pre-planned sets,
mm-hmm.
which run straight through. They have the intervals already. It's all
mixed in.
It's all mixed together, all levelled out in the studio. So that is pretty much already prepared.
Because you're getting the backing tracks done as a specific arrangement for you as well, aren't you? So it's your own take on all of these songs.
You do it and you don't want to go in and just go bang, anything with a big hit, anything, and then you do the album hits at the end. You've obviously got to work around it and sort out what order and mm-hmm. all that, but it's all part of the job, and it's great. I enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love doing.
The background is the fun part, because it's not only the time you spend on stage, it's the prep, it's the getting there,
that's
having someone help you into your tight trousers.
But that's what a lot of people don't see.
Well, fortunately, they don't see you getting helped into your tight trousers, no. Carla is the only one who has to suffer that.
Oh, no, I tend to steer clear of that.
Okay. You just send somebody else around with some Vaseline.
Nobody wants to
okay.
see that.
But Carla, when you're putting your stuff together, how do you work it? Because it's different for you, because you're doing probably something. But cabaret seems to be the wrong sort of word.
I hate that
but
word.
It's got that presence that's got to have that liveliness without the naffness that comes with the word cabaret because it's been done down so long.
I just think cheesy.
Yeah.
And I try. I mean, everyone's got to have a little bit of cheese in their performance. It has to be done. But I try to stay clear.
He's an Ollie Murs tribute, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I try to stay clear of that if I can.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, I used to plan each set before I went. I used to have it all typed up on a piece of paper, and that was it. That's what I was singing. But now I've been doing it for a while. I can sort of judge a crowd when I get there. So when I get there, I set up all of my equipment. It's and then I choose what songs I want to do, depending on what sort of people are sitting in that venue.
Mm-hmm.
And if I find after a few songs it's not actually working what I thought was going to work, I feel a bit more comfortable now to just sort of go into it, because I work off laptop, which is a lot easier than CD mm-hmm. and mini disc, what I used to use.
Yeah, the good old days.
It's very easy now to just go into my folder and think, actually, I'm going to throw them songs in instead.
And put a playlist together in minutes and away
sort of
you go.
Whilst you're singing, just drag a few songs over, job done.
But that's a bit of multitasking that must look impressive.
Most of the time, you'll be really surprised in some of the songs that they ask you for as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some venues, and you'll turn up and you'll look at your audience and you're they'll like this. So I'll put a bit of swing in there, or I'll put a bit of Motown in there, and then they'll ask you for a bit of, I don't know, Kings of Leon
mm-hmm.
or The Killers or
it's something like last along night, them lines. Or,
and then you think, oh, okay, that's a bit different.
I remember doing a club a few years ago now. I turned up and it was full of like 80-year-olds, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, you know, I'm going to
classics of Tina Turner as well.
Well, I went further back than that. I was doing Vera Lynn and Connie Francis, all of that sort of stuff, and thinking, you know, I'll keep it nice and old and do the stuff that what you would think they would like. Nobody got up dancing. I was really struggling. And then I thought, sorry, I'm just going to do what I want to do. So I sang a bit of Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, mm-hmm. and the floor filled up. All of them got up dancing, and my face. I mean, you were there, weren't you?
I remember that well.
I was so surprised, so I just carried on doing
grandkids and things, I suppose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So everyone's listening to the stuff on the radio, and you don't... I mean, my grandparents love it when I do all of my up-to-date stuff.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it. And when I do stuff from the 50s and 60s,
they've heard it all too many times before, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, they've heard all of my up-to-date stuff as well, but they absolutely love that sort of music.
Mm.
So you can't really judge.
Well, have you both got websites then? So not only can we see whether he looks like Ollie What's-His-Face, or... do you think he does?
He does a bit, actually.
I have no idea what he looks like.
I think he's got the jaw.
I don't know. I'd have to Google him.
With a hat on.
Yeah. Hide his face and he looks just like him.
But if you do look on my Facebook page on Shawnee Moore, there is a picture, my promo picture for Ollie Murs on there, so you can judge from that one.
Okay.
And I have got a hat on as well.
Full on.
A whole and a stripy outfit. T-shirt.
Oh, dear.
And tight trousers.
And don't, no, let's not go below the waistline. And Carla, what have you got a website as well?
I haven't got a website. I've got a Facebook fan page. And it's just Carla. C-A-R-L-A.
And who's got the most fans?
Me.
That's not a surprise.
She's international.
Yeah. Renowned across Turkey and many more places. Well, you may well be there next summer. You never know.
Well, you never know. You never know.
It could come together.
Fingers crossed.
Right, we're going to have some more music from you and you'll keep you hanging around as well for the rest of the show. Carla, your turn next. What are you going to sing for us?
I've decided to do an acoustic version of Jesse J's Price Tag. Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and smile. Why is everybody so serious? Acting so damn mysterious. Got your shades on your eyes and your heels so high that you can't even have a good time. Everybody look to the left. Everybody look to the right. Can you feel that? Yeah. Paying with a love tonight. It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the prices. Ain't about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Ain't about the, yeah, bubbling, bubbling. Want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Okay. We need to take this back in time. When music made us all unite, and it wasn't low blows and video. Am I the only one getting tired? Why is everybody so obsessed? Money can't buy us happiness. Can we all slow down and enjoy right now? Guaranteed we'll be feeling alright. Everybody look to the left. Everybody look to the right. Can you feel that? Yeah. Pay away the love tonight. It's not about the money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Ain't about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Ain't about the, yeah, bubbling, bubbling. Want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Ain't about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Ain't about the, yeah, bubbling, bubbling. Wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
Round of applause one more time.
Thank you.
Absolutely excellent. Now, Zoe, who's your favourite?
Oh, you can't ask me that. I like both songs.
I'd have said Carla anyway, to be honest. But
you're going to say Carla.
Yes, bye. But that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you for that.
Thank
one.
Thank you.
More from you both on the way. We'll make Sean sing next, okay?
Yeah.
Right, that'll be in a bit. You've got a couple of minutes yet. We've got to do another interview. We go back to the phones where we find Sarah Doyle. Hello.
Hello. How are you both?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, you're working for the RSPCA, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And what on earth are you guys up to? Because there's an event on the way later on this month.
Well, basically, obviously you all know of like the big RSPCA. I work for one of the local RSPCA branches. It's the Stafford, Wolverhampton and District branch. And basically, we've had a few events going on lately, just trying to sort of raise awareness and raise some funds for the branch itself. And we've got an event coming up fairly soon. It's the 27th of September. Well, it's more like, it's not so much an event, but basically one of our representatives is doing a skydive to raise money for the charity. So that's something that we're trying to make people aware of so they can donate, basically. And we've got another event coming up on the 30th of September where we're doing like an animal blessing. So for those of you who want to get your animals blessed, bring them along.
That's lovely.
So who's doing the blessing on that one then?
Basically, it's Reverend Graham Fowell. He's like the rector of Stafford. Mm-hmm. And it's at St Mary's Place in Stafford itself. So yeah, I mean, it's got like religious like connotations and stuff, but also it's, you know, it's for everybody, and you know, like if their pets mean something, they just bring them along. Mm-hmm. So and also we ask that only domesticated animals come, but bring them on a lead or in a pet carrier.
I saw the episode of The Vicar of Dibley where it went wrong with all the farm animals, but
I remember that one.
was that the inspiration behind this one?
I think it might have been, actually.
Oh, I bet it's going to be lovely. I bet there'll be a fair few cats and dogs dressed up in the dresses and stuff, won't
there? I think so. We were also saying as well, though, if, like, obviously certain animals can't be there, you bring a picture along and they can get blessed that way.
That might be best for something a bit large. Yeah,
so the ones that aren't so domesticated, they can be...
Is it a donation or is it like a set fee?
No, I mean that one's like completely free. Like, you just, it's just to raise awareness, really. But we've had on the 9th of this month where we did like a much just West Park, obviously in like Wolverhampton, where like you obviously bring your dogs along. They have a choice of like 1-5 miles around West Park. That raised £315, so we were quite pleased with that. And we had an event on the 19th of August where we did a dog show at Stafford Cricket Club, and we raised some money on that event as well. So it's just like we're just raising the profile, really, getting more and more events happening. So, yeah.
I bet you'll get a lot of people going along to that one if it's free.
I think so, and I think it's cute.
Yeah.
So it's just to remind us how important our pets are to us, really.
Yeah, so. It's the same. My son and his girlfriend have just got their first animal together.
Have they? What have they got?
They've got a little cat.
Oh, what's the cat's name?
Mittens.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
It is.
That is
sweet. And they absolutely dote on him. So I think if I let them know about that event, you might find them front of the queue.
Yeah,
I think.
They can come and have a blessed. And it's at 3 p.m. and it's only for 30 minutes. And they can bring like a picnic along as well if they want to.
So what's the date and venue on that one again?
Yeah, that's the 30th of September. It's at St Mary's Church, St Mary's Place in Stafford. And the skydive, that's on the 27th of September. It's a young lady called Nicola Richards. She's 17. She's doing a brave football. So it's 10,000 feet. So she's brave.
I
went a while back and I would never do it again.
It's not like you can change your mind when you're halfway down, is it?
Exactly. You like regret it as soon as they pull the parachute. But she's really excited. And if you, if anybody wants to donate to the skydive that she's doing, you just need to go to our website, which is www.rspca-stafford-wolverhampton.org.uk, and there's like a donate button on there. Or, you know, you can get in touch with us using the website and give us an email or something. So,
lots of money hopefully raised from that.
Hopefully. I mean, it's, you know, all the money goes towards the work that we do and towards the animals, obviously. So hopefully we can get rehoming and, you know, help rehabilitate any neglected and abused animals.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to donate to the skydive, you can also text RSPCA 32 with a pound sign and then the amount that you want to donate as well. So yeah, that website there has got all the details on there, and we'll be uploading any sort of future events as well. And we are starting to like get the events into the Express and stuff, and like the local papers as well, so they should see them popping up as well.
Brilliant. Sarah, well, you'd always want to come back and tell us more about what's going on. We'd like to hear from
you.
If you want to come in, have you got any pets yourself?
Yeah, I've got a Yorkshire Terrier.
I'm not sure we can bring the Yorkshire Terrier into the studio. That might be bad.
But, they're sweet.
I don't think I'm allowed pets in the studio. That would be my logic.
I could sneak her in,
yeah. She's really small, but then you'd hear her. She would not shut up, so I wouldn't wish that upon you.
Quite loud.
Right, yeah, she is.
Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for the news of what's going on.
You may well see
Zoe and the family along for the blessing on
the
13th.
Oh, yes. I look forward to it, and I'll give you a ring and let you know how it goes.
So. Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for
joining us. Cheers. Ciao for now.
Bye.
So we're going to take some more music from you. Now, you've told me you don't want to sing this time due to the rigours of last night.
Yeah, very much. He does, let's say, wear your voice out a little bit.
But we've actually got one of your studio tunes that we're going to hear. So,
yeah.
So what are we going to hear?
It's going to be a little bit of Kings of Leon and Molly's Chambers, which I recorded a few weeks back now. It's just been tidied up, so hopefully you'll enjoy that one.
Let's sit back and enjoy the sound of a bit of Kings of Leon, as covered by Sean Moore.
That she can bleed, that's why she'll never stay. White and naked in the night, just looking for some play. Just another girl that wants to rule the world in a time or place. And when she gets into your head, you know she's there to stay. You want it, she's got it. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. She's got your pistol. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. Slow, she's burning in your soul with whispers in your ear. It's okay, I'll give it anyway. Just get me out of here. You'll plead, you'll get down on your knees for just another taste. Thing. She's let you in, that's when she fades away. You want it, she's got it. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. She's got your pistol. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. She's got it. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. She's got your pistol. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. You want it? She's got it. Molly's Chambers gonna change your mind. She's got your pistol.
And that was me singing Kings of Leon and Molly's Chambers.
There we go. That's we're going to put you to work. You might as well join in with the presenting
you've
team.
You've got a potential third presenter there, Jason.
Whenever we need an extra co-host.
Yes.
No, we'll just get rid of Jason.
We'll,
oh, yes, that's a good idea.
That's on the one who worked the desk. It ain't happening, but there we go. Right, Carla, you're going to sing for us live in a bit, aren't you?
I am, yes.
That's after we've gone to the phones again. Zoe, who's on the line now?
We have Paul, and he's just released a fantastic book called We Are All Born Mediums. Hello, Paul.
Hi. How you doing?
Can you tell us a bit about the book?
The book is really a very down-to-earth guide. It's a novel. It's your own. It's a book, a journal. It's a handbook. Call it what you wish, but it's really there to bring a simplistic view on how to develop your own, how to develop your. Get a feeling of how to develop. It's just a wonderful book that simplifies mediumship in a nutshell.
Hmm.
It takes away all the mysticism. You know, for for so long, the word mediumship, sensitive, or psychic has been labelled to whom in society we deem as a gifted person or an individual that has an extra sensitive sixth sense. Well, you know, this has changed, and the approach to this, let's say, this age-old sensibility has relaxed, and in most cases, it became a welcome invitation of curiosity, really, in people's lives, millions all over the world. So we kind of put the book together, whilst travelling and teaching all over there. And we just decided that, it's time to remold people's thoughts and approach to how to use the newly adopted mediumship. And, it's brought leaps forward with many people throughout globally that we've been teaching with and all kinds of things. So, yeah, it's just taken away all our mysticism.
Yeah, as I have heard before, actually, that they do think that everybody is born with some sort of insight.
Yeah.
But it's as you grow up, you sort of learn to ignore signs, perhaps.
Yeah, and that is truly the case. I mean, for me, mediumship is just no more than an intent of work. I've never really sort of gone into the whole mystic part of mediumship. For me, my approach to mediumship was maybe 9 or 10 years ago. I basically, my job, the employment that I was in, came to an end, and I thought, well, if that person can pass on messages, then why can't I?
Right, okay. So is it something you've taught yourself, do you think, or...?
Did I teach myself, or did I just go in with the intent of the want to work? And I suppose that was it, really. Yes, I mean, I did go to the local, to the college and things, and did spend some time with some really great teaching mediums that helped me sort out, let's say, my approach and helped me get to grips with the whole mechanics of it. But other than that, truthfully, for myself, it's just been a matter of you work from the heart and you'll always do well.
Right.
Do you sometimes feel there's maybe an element of telepathy or that kind of intimacy with the people you're working with that helps you understand what the messages that they're looking for as well?
When you say telepathy, I mean, obviously I know what the word means there, but what kind of context are you using?
Well, sort of really picking up on their thoughts to help guide you through what, the sort of people that they're looking for from the other side.
Mm-hmm. So is this a twofold question then, where one, am I sort of reading the person's body language and picking up on by using, my ability to be hypervigilant, or am I actually reading that person's mind?
Well, so somewhere between the two, really. I wouldn't be suggesting that you are trying to pick up their body language in any way fool them, but really just sort of getting an impression, and maybe that's a part of becoming one with that person as part of the mediumship that you're doing.
I mean, it's a great question. The truth is, does anybody have the right answer? We all have our own opinions, don't we? I mean, let's say, so where am I getting my information from? This is a great, great question. Is it coming from, we will use words like the spirit world. We could use universal thoughts. We could use any matter of words, really. But I don't think there's a book out there or there's a person out there that can stand in front of me and really wholeheartedly say, well, here it is, you can see it for yourself, this is where you're getting the information from.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know, and I don't think anybody can truthfully give you that answer. I feel that I'm an intuitive person, but no more intuitive than the next person. What I do have is a trust in what I do. I have a trust in that I have feelings and thoughts that I relay to other people, which I assume come from, let's say, loved ones past. And by how I get that trust is by passing on information that I couldn't know about that person's loved ones in spirit or about that person that I'm reading with him or herself. That is just, unknown to me.
And does it tend to be with strangers that you work better, or have you had similar instances within your own family and close friends where that you've picked up something that obviously you wouldn't have known, but it is actually come across as a message because you happen to be there, the right person, the right place, the right time?
Okay, and that's a very great question again. The truth being is, I don't separate one from another in a sense of, can I read better with a stranger, or could I read better with a person that I know then? I would say there's more pressure on me if I'm reading with someone that I know very well, because then I have to bring through words, messages that I wouldn't know about that person. So I would have to work harder for my living, let's say, if there was someone that I knew. Does it make any difference to me? I would say no, because with mediumship, it's all about discipline, and the discipline really is facing your own weaknesses as a person. So if I said to myself, well, you know, I'm not going to read that person because I know him very well, well, actually what I'm saying to myself is I'm not prepared to work that night.
As I say, is it something that you can switch on and off? So say, for example, if you've gone out for the evening, you don't want to be sitting there having all these thoughts popping into your mind, do you? Is it something that you can just close the door on when you want to?
Well, absolutely it is. I mean, you know, I might be opening up an all new can of worms here, but the truth is, do I want to sit in, you know, in a restaurant or in a cinema and spend all my time feeling I'm getting thoughts or people are sitting around me? I mean, why work when you don't have to work? I don't quite understand that. We're in charge of our own ship, let's say. And again, I'm only talking about, you know, mediumship here, evidential mediumship. We're not talking about trance or healing or anything, or any of the other wonderful disciplines. So do I spend my time sitting down and feeling that I've got to, you know, get messages for people that are, you know, are not sitting there as a client? Absolutely not. I mean, why? If I was a plumber, you know, would I walk in a cinema with a pile of copper piping under my arm and say, okay, anybody want this sink fixed now? You know, it's just off the wall, isn't it? I mean, that's just me. I don't do that. And truthfully, I feel anybody can switch it off just like any other job. It really is. It's, you know, this job requires a lot of emotion, a lot of sympathy, empathy, a lot of respect for what you do. It's very draining in a way of, you know, you're training yourself to become more sensitive and more sensitive all the time. But then that's just the responsibility that you take on. I mean, you know, you can, if I want, you know, you can be a showman or if you want and you know, walk around and say, oh, I'm getting messages for everybody. But why? Why would we want to do that?
It's more of a personal experience for you.
Totally it is. And yes, I mean, I suppose, I've been lucky. I've been sort of 9 years full time with this in a sense. But I'm still learning. I'm still a puppy in this, you know what I mean? I've got a lot to learn. But, you know, you do get thoughts, but I don't grow those thoughts in a sense of want rush up to somebody to have to give them a message or feel I can't go anywhere because I'm being inundated with messages from spirit all the time. God, no, we're in charge of our own ship. We truly are.
So the book that you've had released, is that, say, for example, if you're interested in mediumship but you haven't particularly gone into that field, is this book going to go through how you can train your mind to do as you do?
Absolutely. I mean, what the book is going to do is going to totally simplify your thoughts on your development, whether you're an absolute novice or someone that is very experienced using the mediumship. It really is putting the honesty back to yourselves to say, okay, listen, this is your responsibility. And the press and, you know, the wonderful world of the press, they have all the ammunition that they need. We don't need to be giving them any more.
What's the full title on the book then, and how do we get hold of it?
The full title is We Are All Born Mediums. And you can get hold of it through Capel Barn Publishing, or you can go onto our website, which is www.accoladeacademy.com. If you go on there, and you'll see there's a click-through on the front page, which will then take you to an order form and so on.
And Paul, is it your full name that appears on the book as the author?
Yes. It's myself. It'll be myself and my wife, Deborah, because we both part wrote it.
And what's the family name?
Reese.
So Paul and Deborah Reese.
That's correct, yes.
Look out for your name, and you'll be able to get it, as I say, through the website. And it could be very much both an eye and mind opener for some people.
It really will, but I'm hoping that, you know, it'll bring, as I say, a simplicity and an honesty back to the industry.
Paul. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, before we close the show down, we have some more audio delights for you. That is Carla singing for us. Now, earlier on, you were on about the 80-year-olds dancing along to Lady Gaga, and
yes.
You've got a bit of a treat for them, should they be listening now.
I have, yes.
What have we got?
I'm going to do an acoustic Lady Gaga medley now.
This should be a treat. Zoe, no tapping your feet too loud. It'll disturb the recording. Here we go. For the final time, singing, it is Carla.
Want your bad romance? I've had a little bit too much, much. All of the people start to rush by. How does he twist a dance? Can't find my drink, oh man. Where are my keys? I lost my phone. What's going on the floor? I love this record, baby, but I can't see straight anymore. Keep it cool. What's the name of this club? I can't remember, but it's alright, alright. I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. I want your love and all your love is revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Oh. Just dance, gonna be okay. Da da do do, just dance. Spin that record, babe. Da da do do, just dance. Gonna be okay. Da da da, dance. Let's play love game. Do you want love? Are you want fame? Are you in the game? Do the love game. Let's play love game. Do you want love? Are you want fame? Are you in the game? Do the love game. I wanna hold them like they do in Texas Place. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me. It's magical. We'd be so fantastical. Looking in Jewish and play the Cosmic Spacer star. And after he's been hooked up, play the one that's on his heart. He don't have a price. Ready for those flashing lights. Cause you know that, baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until that boy is mine. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until that boy is mine. Ra ra ah ah, rumba rumba ma gaga, ooh la la. Want your bad romance and just dance.
Absolutely excellent.
Thank you very much.
Really enjoyed that. You say you didn't wish out like him. All right, there we go. Good to have you in with us. Really enjoyed you singing, both of you tonight,
Thank you.
I will play Sean up. Because I can. But give us the web details again for your Facebook pages. First of all, Sean?
Mine's Seanie Moore, Plain and Simple.
Is that part of the title?
Seanie Moore.
Just a description.
Just a script.
And then, Carla?
And mine is just Carla, and it's a picture of half my face.
Oh, which half? Top or bottom? Left or right?
It's left.
Your left, right. Yeah. Okay, is...
Very artistic. I didn't really think about it then.
Anything particularly any particularly distinguishing features between the left and the right that you think made you choose that?
I just went for the left. I don't know why.
That's all right. No, that's fine.
The right didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. But it was.
Even though it was.
Yeah.
Right.
The left was right. The right was wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So there's some logic in there somewhere. Right. We'll be back with a bit of a strange show next week because it's episode 171 and we've got some guests and then there'll be some recordings of some stuff that I get up to in the US. So
you're there again.
It's half and half. So we've got to record next week's show, part one now, and I'll do part two whilst in America. Sound like a plan?
Very good.
We'll give it a go. Right, we'll be back then. Thank you to everyone who's joined us today, and we'll see you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.